Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's see here. Now we have another problem.
Hold on, everyone.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's what it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return the the recording has started.
afternoon, TNT. Super Fantastic Family. Today is Saturday, October 27, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Okay, good afternoon, TNT. All right, guys, we're just going to actually do a short call because it is Saturday. But we didn't do one on Friday. And we know maybe you guys have some questions or comments about what happened Wednesday after our call. So didn't want to bring it over the weekend. I'll tell you, we were expecting something this morning. We waited throughout the day, and we didn't get it. I was expecting Iraq, or hoping that they would make a announcement today, because it was supposed to be posted in the Gazette, which it wasn't, about the international use of their cards effective today and what the rate was going to be. But didn't happen, so maybe it'll happen next Saturday. Anyway, because it was supposed to be on a Saturday. Or maybe it happened before. I don't know. But I haven't got an update, and I was waiting for that to see what happened. But here we are. So let's do what we do. Ray, what do we do?
Well, let's see. The last update we sent out on Wednesday, it was actually I sent it on Thursday, but it was for late Wednesday activity. Mahdi being sworn in as the country's prime minister, finally. 14 ministers were also sworn in before Parliament. Then we had news reports indicating that the government of Prime Minister Mahdi has become constitutional. U.S. banks were excited with anticipation of exchange activity, possibly later this week, which would have been Friday or pushing into today. So those were the last updates that we sent out. And
okay. Well, because that's what happened. All of that basically happened after we got off the call. Our last call, we were giving you live information as it was being broadcast on television, as the articles were coming out, people were sending them to us, not waiting till after the fact. So did things happen after the call? Yes. They did go ahead and vote. Mahdi was already accepted. We were waiting for him to get sworn in. All that took place on Thursday. He got all the congratulations. As we said, he has a constitutional government in hand. 14 ministers. The other ministers are not supposed to be voted on or sworn until the 6th of November, is what they said during their next session. So, but their next session could be tomorrow, for all we know. They just said the 6th of November. They declared a holiday for Monday and Tuesday because of the religious holiday or situation going on there. So we are waiting. The banks have not come back and given us a window, so I want you guys to know that. They have not. Even though we do know there were some payouts made after the announcement. There were some payouts made. Some people got paid supposedly on historical bonds. Some people got paid on humanitarian projects that were waiting, and we were again anticipating something being put in the Gazette today. It was voted, has passed, but it becomes official when it's placed in the Gazette, which we thought was going to be today. So if not, we haven't seen it, haven't heard about it, may not be put into the Gazette until Wednesday. But when it does, there will be notification of international use of their cards and at what rate it will be at. So we wait. And that's really all we have for you right now, because it wasn't that exciting, but we'll take some calls or some questions.
Okay. Let's see, from the board, Annie Berry says, do you believe we are waiting until after our election so as not to get a huge infusion of money that could influence the outcome?
I do not believe that, simply because donating to our election is past, and with the time frame left, I don't think it'd be enough to change where we're at. So, no, I don't think we're waiting on our election because they don't want you giving out money. That's not a reason not to do it.
Okay. Light Spirit. Hello, Ray and Tony. Tony, we just passed another milestone. The elections in Iraq and now the seating of a good portion of the new government. We thought the rate would be green-lighted after the vote. Does this elusive moment, when it appears nothing is happening again, is this as it seems, or is there something going on we can't see yet? Okay.
Well, we don't know what we don't know until we know it. So we don't know that part. We know what it seems like, and let's hope it's not that part. My understanding is this is what we were waiting for. There was an agreement in place to do something after this. And again, I told you guys, I don't know how many hours or days. And I do know that in the last bank meeting, they said they now have a date. They have a date. I don't have a date. But they have a date for this to go. And it was all after this and predicated on a government being formed, a stable, secure country, like they said, CBI said they needed, and the country said they wanted and gave them a year. They're at that point. Now they just have to go about business. Now, the ministries aren't really a big thing. Abadi has already assumed two of them, and he can work with those. They know who the other ones are going to be, I guess, or what they're discussing going up to it. They did say they're going to take the vote on that day and then go about the business that they need to do to run the country. So I don't think we need that, again, because there is a government in place. We know who the leader is. Those last eight ministries are, in fact, important, or they wouldn't have been last. But Abadi has already assumed two of them, we know, or maybe even three of them. So we'll go from there. All right, what's next?
Okay, Alf says, is it me, or does all this foot dragging on Iraq's part make it seem like they are posturing for some hidden agenda other than the RV?
Well, I think it's you, because I don't know what they're hiding from anybody. They're trying to get everything done. They want to have the currency revalued. They're having all the rest of their laws. The only things they have right now that they're worried about is what everybody's worried about, and it's their budget. It's their borders. It's employing their people. It's changing their economy. Those are the things they're discussing and moving on to do. So I don't see any hidden agendas at all. If anybody's hiding something or have reasons for it not to go, trust me, it's not Iraq. Okay?
Okay. Nate O.K. says, you mentioned on a previous call the money to be sent to the banks for our exchange / walkaway money did not arrive and the banks were waiting on it. Has the money arrived?
I have not received any update information. I know they were excited about that day and there were memos going around that it was supposed to be, it didn't happen. Are there new memos or is there a new schedule for the delivery of the money? I haven't heard about it yet, so I don't see it happening today or tomorrow. I think the same people who were excited about it before are going to be excited about it when it gets ready to happen again. Okay?
Okay. Let's see. You also mentioned the lower denoms being filled in the ATMs. Are they being able to access these?
They are in the ATMs. I've got that from several people, but they have not yet accessed them. So they are not yet in the streets, but they are in the ATMs.
Okay. Is Iraq celebrating and we're just waiting for the 72 hours to be over so we can start celebrating?
No. They're not celebrating because it didn't happen. We haven't gotten any announcement this morning. And matter of fact, like I say, but nobody, none of my sources have talked to anybody in Iraq this morning.
Okay. Orlando
we wanted
one
to,
says,
we just didn't.
Oh. Okay. Orlando 1 says, do you think the increased sale of dinar affects the process?
No, I don't think it affects the process or affects whether they're doing it or not because the dinar is still being sold because the auctions are still going on. And they can stop any of that whenever they want to. Okay, next.
Let's see. K. M. Machoro. Once the 800 numbers are out, are we still expecting the 13 bank seminars to happen 2 to 3 days afterwards? Definitely. Okay. Predator 1 says, do all 22. Okay.
What's going on with the bank seminars? 3 days afterwards?
Yeah, 2 to 3 days after the.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's the task force meetings we talked about, the banking seminars, the 13 of them, where banks are going to come in 13 designated locations and share their bank products and answer questions on exchanging and what they have to offer. And so from California to Florida to Maryland, Seattle, Washington, we have 13 different locations that have been
set
up.
How do people get to attend this?
Oh, we'll post it up in the forum as soon as it goes live. Then they can register for their respective areas and go and attend that.
All right, what's next?
Predator 1 says, do all of the 22, okay, we asked that question already. Are there any other requirements left to be fulfilled before the constitutional deadline in November?
You know, they swore him in, and they says he has a constitutional government in place, but there's articles out today saying that he did not meet the mandate for all of his ministers or meet it in time. Nor do they think he will because of these last 8 ministers that they're arguing over. So I don't know that the date means anything anymore, to tell you the truth, because they've already sworn him in. They wouldn't have if he didn't meet the criteria. Everybody's already congratulated him. Other countries' bodies already moved to the side. And now Marty's making all of the decisions. So I guess he met the constitutional requirement because he does have a government in place and they were sworn in.
Okay.
Okay.
L. Bieber, 57. Says, my question is, knowing that Wells Fargo is one of the lead banks in this process, would you have any insight as to why Chase Bank actively shows the Kuwaiti dinar, but Wells Fargo doesn't show either one?
I don't know why they choose to do what they're doing as far as, I mean, they get to decide which currencies they're going to represent and which ones they aren't, or which ones they're going to exchange. So that's an in-house thing. I can tell you that I have people at Chase Exchanges. People have been trained by Chase, and people who were moved into several locations, I mean, out of their states to participate in this as of 2 weeks ago for the sole purpose of doing the exchange. That is what I can tell you.
Okay, Lena says, I have felt for a while now that Iraq is trying to push this into 2019 so they could get more income streams started. Now I'm seeing this suggestion popping up elsewhere. What do you think?
So they can get more income streams started. They get more income streams started by revaluing their currency, bringing the investors in, and start with the investment, giving people jobs and creating business opportunities. So why they would need to wait to do all that, I don't know. My understanding is this was going to go after the vote, so prior to. Now, I'll look at it and recognize that we went through this last year, and that actually in November they started announcing it, and right before Christmas they started putting people in place, and it was supposed to go right before Christmas. Then the date was moved to right after Christmas, and then to January. But it was all planned to happen within that cycle. Are they intentionally trying to push it to that same time frame again? I wouldn't know why when they could actually go this time. And because the physical year was over, or was going to be over, or was over September 30th. So that's not a stop. They don't need it the calendar year, because that's not going to make a difference anyway. Either way, except for us and our tax returns. It's not going to matter to them at all. So if anybody was holding it up to next year, again, it would be the U.S. So they would do it all in one taxable year. Again, it would be the U.S. So they could incorporate what's about to happen into our budget and make the changes and things that they wanted to do. I don't think any of that is under the direction of Iraq. Iraq tried to go last month, weeks ago, and I'm sure they would go right now. Well, we'll see what happens on Tuesday. No, Monday, not Monday and Tuesday, so maybe Wednesday. All right.
Okay. Let's see. Luna Azel is asking some banking questions, but you can call the banks that you have questions, Luna, and contact them direct and give them your scenario. Okay, let me see. That's the last. Nope, okay. Patty says, if it goes into the Gazette, what happens next? Will we go to the bank, or do we anything else to happen?
If it goes into the Gazette and it's law and what it says it is, then we'll be going to the bank. Because it will. Okay, so what was supposed to happen? Because I know I'm going to get this 1,000 times. Today, the Visa card and the key card were both supposed to be put in the Gazette as international for everyone, with a new programmed rate, is what it says. It's going to go in the Gazette with a new, oh no, yeah, okay, I'm going to use that word, with a new programmed rate. But they were telling Iraqis once they go out the country, all of them, they would be able to use these at that new rate instead of as he said, it's pennies now, but it would be dollars. So I was hoping it was there this morning. It's not. We're going to wait. Hopefully I'm going to get a call over the weekend here and see what's the next day to expect that to happen.
Okay.
All right.
Martin 888. Will we still be allowed to exchange for one? Let me see, how many zeros is that? Three. One, no, exchange for 1 million without setting an appointment. What is it we told them? It was more than 1 million.
No, not the tele window. They were only going to do that. Or was it less than 1 million? I can't remember what he told
us
now. At the tele window without appointment. Anybody wanted the contract rate definitely had to have appointment. I would think we had, as you guys know, somebody go to the bank and, you know, they were nervous about doing $250,000. And then anything above that, they would have to refer them to Wells Fargo now. So I would think at any smaller bank level, they're just not going to be able to do $3-4 million exchange. They're not going to authorize a smaller bank to do that. They can probably do anything under $1 million, but they're not going to be able to do $3-4 million. Now, because they can't do it right now, I don't think they're going to let them do it then. But here's the thing. Nothing beats a failure but a try. So walk in there and try it. They're going to tell you exactly what you can and can't do. 800 numbers come out. Make your appointment. But if you don't want to wait to that appointment, you want to do something else, walk in there and try it. As I always say, you know, they're not going to eat you, bite you. No, they're just going to say, hey, this is what you need to do. All right.
Okay, so that takes us to live callers, 951. You're top of the list.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Appreciate that. Appreciate the call on Saturday. Hey, now, something that was very interesting about this Gazette thing, do you think before they even go that it has to be printed in the Gazette first, Tony? Or let's say Monday comes, they just go ahead and do it, and it's not even printed in the Gazette. Do you think the Gazette is the first thing that has to be done or not?
For the RV to occur?
Yes.
Is what you're asking me? I don't think
yes.
It has to. No, because CBI gets to make the decision and change it. So, no, I don't think they need to expose it to the whole world before they do it. It's going to happen at that same time. So this thing that was supposed to happen this morning, and I got it from some government guys over there, that they were going to do this, and this will be notified, and it was supposed to go into effect today. But we know how many times things are supposed to, and it doesn't for days later. But no, the Gazette is not going to be a requirement, and they're not going to tell us 2 days ahead of time. You know, when it goes in the Gazette and this is going to be the new rate because it would destroy their economy. Nobody wouldn't spend a penny, right? And if it had to go in the Gazette, now we're saying, so it either has to be on Saturday or Wednesday because that's the only time things are recorded. And unless it's on a Saturday or Wednesday, they'd be giving us heads up. So that doesn't make sense, right? So,
it doesn't
have to go in the Gazette. Okay.
Number two, you had mentioned your guy over there in Iraq. Basically said once they Monty gets his government in place, then this thing is a go, period, end of story. Is any updates that you can share with us on along those lines from this guy, or do I have to ask the next question? You tell me.
I don't have any updates from him because can't get hold of him right now. But he said, yes, even back before Wednesday, that everything had been signed, agreed upon, and it would go after a body was sworn in. So however long, he said, they are in fact waiting for that, But after that, it's going to go. No time frame.
Go.
But everything was already done for it to happen. Yes.
To happen. Okay. And any new rates you can share with us, Tony?
I haven't even asked about any rates, and the screens are probably still grayed out.
Okay.
But I haven't even tried to get an update. So
just wait and see then. And then will you guys be doing a call on Monday also? I'm assuming you will. Is that correct? Since we had a call on Saturday. You guys plan on doing a call on Monday then?
We plan.
Sure.
On, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I just wondering if yeah, and I know Ray will tweet it out and all that stuff. So, well, we're there. It's just going to be a matter of time. We have to be patient, and you know that's we're getting used to that. So, but guys, I appreciate the call today, and I'll let the next caller come in, and you have a great one then. Okay.
All right. Okay. You too. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Take care now. Bye bye.
Okay. 610. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Man,
well,
you come in on the weekend, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're here. You're here.
Yeah, okay.
I got to
be here,
too.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the currency community, for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for these calls. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And again, Tony and Ray, thank you again for all you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you
yes,
to
sir.
Your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be ready for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir.
All right, thank
Take
you,
care.
Sir. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. I've got you on speaker.
Hi.
And afraid if I get you off speaker, it will cut me off. Is this clear enough
okay.
for you?
You sound okay. Yes.
Okay. Super. Just a couple of questions. Again, I'll say the same thing that all the prior callers have said. Thank you for doing the call on Saturday to bring us up to date. Quick question with respect, though, to the Gazette for Saturday. Clarification. Did the Gazette come out with no story in it? Or the Gazette has not come out at all, therefore there wouldn't be a story in it because the Gazette hasn't published yet today.
I don't know. Either way, all I know is I haven't gotten notification that it did happen yet, and we were expecting it. And again, I haven't been able to talk to anybody in Iraq so far today. So I was looking to get that information.
It's still
what?
Saturday for 15 minutes, and I keep thinking, you know, what happened in Kuwait? If they are paralleling the things, they came out at really kind of the last minute. So that was the question, whether or not, you know, it had the Gazette, it didn't have the story, or there was no Gazette at all, but we still have 14 minutes that they might come out with the Gazette.
Okay, I'm going to go with you. And we got 14 minutes, so maybe somebody will call me and say, guess what just happened? Or it did record today. I know they were instructed that that was what was going to happen today. But again, as we know with Iraq, things change day to day. So we'll see what happens.
Not that I watch the clock, but I'm watching the clock at the moment. Question with respect to Mahdi, the fact that he is in as prime minister, I think we can be really pointing to Sistani as making it possible for that to have happened, mainly because his coming out and saying, you know, he didn't want to have the Iraqi government having folks like Abadi, Maliki, any of those who had been in government before. What is he saying now, or has he gone pretty dormant now?
Sistani?
Sistani.
Okay, I'm glad you recognize, and everybody recognized that Mahdi was not the plan. Abadi was still the plan, but they took so long, they made gambles until outside forces got involved in the plan, which was the religious authority, Sistani. So, and because of that simple comment that he made, changed the whole game, changed everybody's opinion, what they were supposed to do, and everything else. Even Sadar's, because nobody was going to go against that. I have heard nothing from him since his going. He's letting the government take place and shape as it should from this point. But he was saying the same thing as the people. Now, as far authority in Iraq, it's still showing that the religious authority has the most authority because they're not truly a democracy yet. They're trying to grow into a democracy.
Right.
Okay, but we've heard nothing negative from him, nothing about any of the choices that have been made about ministers or anything else. Not from him.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Well, here's hoping that sometime within the next 12 to 13 minutes, you might be getting a call on another line that hopefully is open that the folks in Iraq can get through to you to give you the message. And if not, who knows? Like you say, it's Iraq. And so 10 days from whenever this happens will be our Pay It Forward Super Fantastic Pay It Forward Project, TNT. Appreciate it. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate all your information.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
What? What'd you say, Ray? Oh. Hello? He even cut himself off.
Hey, okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I was there, I just realized who that was because there was no static in the line, and I wasn't really looking at the numbers. And I was like, that voice sounds familiar. And then it hit me.
As soon as you say 404, I know. He's like, okay, here we go.
But,
and there was no static in the line because she was on speaker today.
And
then
she was on,
there was no status because she was in the office today. So you know how they do. They use different equipment in the office than they do. Not just messing with her. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a good weekend.
That's a great one as well. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, it just sounded a little different on that speakerphone. All right. 713, you are on.
Hey, Ray. Tony, how y'all doing today?
Hey, I am fantastic.
Super fantastic.
To the Instagram.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's Saturday. It's a beautiful day. You know, I'm doing well. Hey, let me ask you, what happens if this goes past November 4th and the sanctions? Will that start to delay things? Will that delay it into next year possibly? What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are I'm hoping and praying it doesn't happen, first of all. So,
me too.
The second thought is because of the new sanctions and, you know, I don't even know what they're going to be. I know they're going to be more. It's going to cause Iran probably to try to do more things to either smuggle, you know, U.S. dollars or to cause confusion or cause commotion in Iraq because life is just going to be hard on them, and the only way they can ease that life is going through Iraq, whatever it is. I mean, food, clothing, auto parts, I mean, just everything with the trade that they do. So it's going to have to affect Iraq one way. We just don't want it to be riots in the street, military, that kind of thing, trying to upset their country just because. If those
right.
things started out immediately, then yes, because Iraq would become unstable again. They'd have to go through the process, try to eliminate whatever's going on, and wait till then. So that's what I'm hoping it doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, I think everybody else too. I hope that doesn't, you know, become a problem. Is there anything else with the IMF that we need to be looking for, or, you know, any other, anything else with the U.S. Treasury? I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to figure, is there anything else? What else? I mean, I understand Iraq. I know how those people are. Like I said, I have many Iraqi friends, so I know how they think. I know how they do things. It's business as usual with them, with delays and changing minds and all that stuff. But anything else within the IMF or, you know, United States Treasury or anything that you know of that would be a holdup or is still needs to be done, you know, that kind of thing?
I don't know of any more requirements that they have, either, you know, the U.S. or the IMF. Everything I know of, Iraq has met everything to do this. And that's why, again, they already tried to do it. That's why, again, you know, out of the bank meetings comes, this is what we were waiting for. And now we have a date, time. That's why, again, over in Iraq itself, my guys that are there. And, again, the positions that they're in, they're saying it was all signed off, again, agreed. We would do it after this happens, however long it happens. But those things have now been done, and they expected something in the Gazette today. So I think it's all done. It's just what the time frame is to now do it. Tuesday, Wednesday, the first is operational rates. It could change there, could not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And you said they have a holiday over there on Monday, or Monday, Tuesday?
Monday, Tuesday have been declared holidays for the voyage that people do. The 2 days they come into Iraq, into the country,
mm-hmm.
and do all that. So it's they've been declared religious. They put disruption of the day or something, the way it was put. There's a certificate came out on yesterday morning, declaring the 2 days a holiday.
Okay. All right. You did speak about earlier in the call that there you knew there were some payouts made to some people. You know, how are those payouts made? Is this something that they can just choose to, you know, pay out who they want to pay out, or are these like the first tier people that were paid out, or, you know, just a little bit more clarity, I guess, on what you can talk about that?
I can tell you that from firsthand knowledge, somebody got paid on a humanitarian project the same day that they took the vote, on Wednesday.
Okay.
I can tell you another way that bank people have informed me that they made some payouts on historical bonds on Wednesday.
Okay.
On both sides, they said the process has begun and it won't stop. We are going now. That's what they said, because they started doing that now. What that means or how long the process is, again, I don't know. But I know right after the election took place, prior to even getting sworn in yesterday, they had made those payments.
Got it. What about, you know, I know that we have a bucket here, you know, can other countries just start to, everybody has to wait, you know, can like Vietnam say, you know, we want to go ahead and change their rate, or do they, you know, do that, all these other countries, they have to wait on Iraq to get started, to, you know, everything has to be done at once? It can't be.
They all have to wait on Iraq to get started because their rates and new rates have been calculated based on Iraq's rate.
Got it. So until that rate comes out, they can't move forward.
They can't move forward.
Okay. That was all the questions that I had, and I appreciate you guys taking time on a Saturday. And always, y'all take care and be well, and I look forward to having a drink with you when this is all done.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. 423 area code. You are on.
All right. Is that me?
That is you.
That's you.
Okay. I didn't hear that little beep. I have a couple of questions. One of them is, this seems like it was poised to go a couple of weekends ago. I know everybody was so excited about it. And then the United States stopped it. How could it have gone then if what happened Thursday hadn't happened yet? In other words, the new prime minister sworn in and that type of thing. How could it have been ready to go if that hadn't happened?
That doesn't affect the CBI if it's ready to go. It only affects the decision of, you know, the U.S. saying no, because everybody was sure this thing was going to go. Everybody knew the vote was going to be this. And then they started talking about, you know, people having issues and the vote's not going to go through and he's not going to make it. And they said, hold on, wait a minute, because, you know, it's not looking the way we wanted it to look. But then it ended up being the same way. Well, it wasn't because he didn't name all the ministers, because some people are still fighting about it. And you look right now, some people are still trying to put Maliki in as one of them. And even though the religious authority said he didn't want that, but Maliki is still trying to argue to get that. So it could be the last thing.
Right. So did we ever know why the United States did stop it? I mean, and if that issue got cleared up?
Well, the day it was supposed to go, the Treasury Department put out a list of banks over there, people who were caught smuggling dollars to Iran. So it happened the very same day. And then they had to go in and do away with those people. So I said, maybe this is why it didn't go today, because this is what happened again. They had a sting operation. This is who they got, these guys. And if they had made the rate change at that time, all those guys would have been able to do what they're doing at the new rate. They absolutely could have had something to do with it that day. Is there another sting operation going? Are they still tracking people? Are they still going to hold it up for another day until they get those people? I don't know. Those are 10 people that we know that were in the banking and the exchange system. All of them were part of it. So they were removed that last time.
Right, right. Well, gosh, it just seems like there's always going to be a crooks, you know. If they're going to get them, just get them after it RVs. Why do you have to get them before it RVs? Just get them after it RVs. Isn't it that simple? You're going to get them?
It is that simple to me and you. They got a list of 1,000 people. We're not going to wait until they go arrest all 1,000 of them before the RV happens. They know all these banks that are bad, and they know the ministers that were running those bad banks. But they haven't arrested them yet because they were still ministers, but now they're not. Even though today's article says some of the ministers may immediately be removed during the next meeting because their name has come up in a file. And if that's the case, they will be replaced at the next meeting, if they're one of them. But can we wait? And no, because there's always going to be corruption. Okay, there's corruption here. That's not going to change. So throughout the whole process, they're going to be removing people, getting people. As these new ministers come in and they start going through the history or the files, they bring their people in, they're going to spot corruption and say, oh, you guys were doing this, you're doing that. Now let me add your name to the list. So that's an ongoing process. So I don't use that as a reason for it not to happen.
Right, right. So in other words, you're not exactly sure what the holdup is because, as far as you know, they said everything's a go after the prime minister is announced. Everything's in place.
Yeah, I don't know because, you know, if I knew, I'd tell you. Before they do it.
Right.
They make sure I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
I know what's
right.
going on. I know what's set. I know what the last bank meetings have said. You know, before they said mid-November. And nobody think, well, why would they wait till mid-November? That doesn't make any sense. Well, you could do it on the 1st, but mid-November. We don't want to hear that. Because he came out and said there's an agreement to go after he gets sworn in. Just don't know how much time after he gets sworn in. And maybe
right.
we'll get updated on it this evening because, like I said, something was supposed to be in the Gazette today. Didn't show up. So I'll get
right.
a call and I'll find out, well, when is it now scheduled to go into the Gazette? Which will give us some semblance of what's going on.
Right. Okay, well, we'll just have to wait. We don't have any other option, do we?
Nope. Not until we get some more information. But when we get it, you know you'll get it.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. And thank you, Ray, too. God bless you all. Have a good
okay.
weekend. Okay, bye.
All right, you too. All right, 801, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray and Tony. Ray, I have a question for you. I have a question for you, Ray. Last week on the call, you talked about how we cannot purchase or we can't sell currency because we're not currency dealers. I introduced the currency to a friend last month, and the day after she bought it, she went ballistic and freaked out. I don't want this currency. Get rid of it. Da, da, da. So I bought it from her. But after listening to your call, I don't want her to have tax consequences. So what should I do at this point?
Well, actually, that was Tony that you heard that said that. It was a personal sale, so it was all right.
It's just a personal sale, so I just did a receipt for her and everything's okay.
Yeah, you should be okay.
Let me tell you,
selling
let me tell you
currency,
this.
Trying to make money.
No, it
yeah,
cost me money to
think about
it the expensive way. What do I do?
No, so this is what you cannot do. You
okay.
cannot buy currency and then turn around and sell it to people who don't know about it, you know what, and make a profit off of it. If you just give it to them and say, I bought this for you, exchange it, then okay. But if you're out
okay.
there making a profit off of it, you're not licensed to do that, then
okay.
you're breaking the law.
Okay. All right.
right.
That's all
okay.
I needed to know. So now I don't have anything to worry about.
Okay.
Perfect.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great
you.
Weekend.
I will.
Okay.
Thank
you too.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
972. Let me try it again. 972. There you are.
Yes, sir, Mr. Raven. Hey. Question for Tony. What's been the latest on the CBI?
What's been the latest on the CBI?
Yeah, any type of information where they've been talking. Because I haven't seen one article where you've done any talking lately.
Oh, there's been no articles out this weekend from CBI at all. There have been during the week, earlier during the week, all talking about the 3-0s, how they're going to complete the process. All still educating the people, but there has been nothing out from the CBI since Wednesday. That's right. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any article from the CBI.
Right. And I thank y'all for doing the call this weekend, but I kind of saw an article where I kind of had an idea that there probably wouldn't be any information coming out this weekend because of the, the parliamentary speaker? Because he was actually doing some traveling for it. Did you hear about the Iraqi children that died during some type of flood in the Dead Sea or something?
No.
That
wouldn't stop CBI from putting out any information.
Right, but my thing was that perhaps that was one of the reasons why we pretty much didn't get a lot of information from Parliament, you know? talking about the rest of the ministers, because the last time I seen a list, the last list I seen was there were 22 ministers that were to be voted on, right? And on that list, they had all 22 ministers' names and the positions that they were to be voted on. But then the next article that came out was that that Abdul, the new prime minister, was going to eradicate the position of the deputy prime minister. And that
let me just tell you this. You're about 500 articles behind.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say that. I just threw that number out there. They've already selected. They've already administered the oath to 14 of them. They only needed 8 more. He has assumed 2 or 3 of the positions himself. They're going to vote on it. They said the 6, if not before. And I have at least 24 articles that I got today that they put out. So I don't know what you're saying when you're saying they're not putting out information, because they're clearly putting out information.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I don't know. Maybe the information came out long before, but I know it was saying that he was not going to do the position of the deputy prime minister. That he would assume the position of the deputy prime minister.
He wanted to do away with that position.
Right. That he would fulfill that position. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Rather interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going by what everybody was saying, you know, and it kind of started to make sense that, you know, we had 22 ministers, but then, you know, there was only 14 elected, so what happened to the other 6 positions? So, say, if it's okay, now we know now that a deputy prime minister was not voted on, so out of the 16, out of the 22 positions, then that's one gone, so that fulfills 15 positions.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
But
yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but I didn't hear it that way. What I heard, there was 14 of them that were. There were 8 that wasn't, and now he's assumed 3 of them. They're going to vote on the other ones.
Right.
On
I mean, that's
the
same thing.
Cause
I
not before.
But that's the same thing, because you're saying he got 3 of the positions. But what I said, I only heard about 1 of the positions. So that was 2 other positions that he got that I didn't hear about.
Okay, and I'm agreeing with
you.
But, and I'm saying the information is out there, though.
So that'd be 17 positions filled, right?
And then that would only leave 4, right?
Right.
Except there's 5.
Yeah, but 17 positions been filled. I thought it was 22 that had to be filled.
It's 22 positions. 14
right.
of them were filled by somebody else. If he took 2 of them or even 3 of them, you're right. Then that's what it would be. Now, my information was that he took 2. So somebody else put out some information saying that he took 3. I know there's one that says they're going to vote on the rest. And it did say 5 positions. 5-6 on the 6th of November, if not before. It's still 22 positions. They haven't created any more. So however many are unfulfilled, they're supposed to vote on the 6th of November.
Okay. So how about the part about I really don't agree with that part, but this part here, but the part that was to be that they were kind of rushing Abdul to do this to send the finalization of the 2018 budget. You hear anything about that?
They're saying that's one of his first responsibilities is going to be to do that.
Right.
He just took over office
yesterday.
Well, okay, then that's what has to happen. It's the end of the year. They need the budget to be done so they can see what their surplus is. They need the 2019 budget. That's just part of the job.
Right.
Abadi's just not the one doing it now. Mahdi's doing it. So what is it you don't agree with?
No, I didn't say I didn't agree with it, but I was on the, I guess the person that brought the article forth was under the convention that that this is one of the reasons that the R&B is being held up. I didn't disagree with it because I understood he's prime minister now. He's supposed to put forth the budget that happened last year.
Okay, so that's a whole different conversation. If somebody is now saying the budget has to be completed before the RV, is what you're telling me. Okay.
I have heard that from no one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, me either. And nobody anywhere ever said that was a requirement for the RV to have.
Yeah, I could never understand.
Not the IMF, US, anybody else.
Yeah, I couldn't understand why it would be a requirement anyway. I could not understand. Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Ray, I didn't, and I would tell Ray, I didn't win the lottery, so you put me back on the good side.
All right, sir. 574.
Right.
574, you are on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Hey,
good
afternoon.
It's Murphy in Arizona, my second time calling. And I have a question and a very quick bank experience from this week. My question is, and it's kind of to pigtail off of what was already asked regarding the payouts that were already made for the historic bonds and the humanitarian projects. Do you know or can you say if that payout was done out here on the West Coast, in which state or states were involved in that exchange?
I will tell you it was not done on the West Coast. It was actually an East Coast thing. So.
Okay. All right. So that takes care of that question. The quick bank experience is after the Monday's call when you related the experience of the gentleman out in Washington. So I went into the local Wells Fargo here in Arizona and inquired about the rate of the dinar. They didn't find it on their screen anywhere. And then I asked them about the V-Dong, and they said they sell it, but they no longer do any more exchanges for it at this time because people were making money off of them. Then I went to Chase this past Thursday, and they told me in regards to the dinar at this time, they're not selling or exchanging it. And in regards to the dong, that they would pay me out because I gave them a figure of $3 million. They said that they could pay me $235 for that. There was no information regarding the ZIM exchange either. So basically what I wanted to just kind of get your thought on that, because I've done that a few times out here regarding Wells Fargo and Chase, because I have accounts at both of them. And each time it either comes back with some rate like I just explained, as far as with the dinar, it's always, no, we don't sell it. And I'm pretty sure that's just an individual who actually doesn't know, or someone who is just kind of still keeping a tight lip on things.
Okay. So you're saying that Chase would give you $250 for $3 million dinar?
$235 for $3 million.
$235. How much did that $3 million cost you?
It cost me, definitely wasn't even $100.
That's right. So you made 100% on your money already.
Exactly.
Where'd you buy it at?
It was actually purchased at a bank in Chicago before moving here to Arizona 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you can buy the Vietnamese today at, I think it's either $39 or $40 per million. Let's say it's $50 million. And you bought $3 million. That's $150. And you took it over there and you sold it for $235, which is even less. So you made $100 profit. And if you did that every day, you're not losing dinar, because now you're just going back to wherever you're buying it and making $100 off of the deal every day, which everybody would do that if they knew where you were buying your dong. I mean, I'd go sell it to them every day, too, for a $100 profit and double all my dong using the same money. Now, I don't know how you got that deal, but if that's the deal that Chase is doing, then everybody should be at Chase on Monday. Oh, so you said they're not buying it back now, right?
That was Wells Fargo that said that they're not buying it back now, because they said folks are making money off of them. But Chase, they said that they would do it at that exchange rate, the $235 for $3 million.
Okay, so everybody should be on their phone or should be at the bank Monday making an extra $100. Whatever you buy from Chase, go take it over to Wells Fargo. I mean, buy from Wells Fargo, go take it over to Chase and make me a couple $100 a day until this happens. That's just crazy. But okay.
Yeah.
Good story. If that's what's going on in Arizona.
Yeah, that's what's
I doubt it's going on in the rest of the country, but if it's going on in Arizona, I'd be on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what she told me. So the last thing here is the fact that you haven't been able to reach your contact, or at least hear back from them in Iraq. Is it possible then that this can still happen between this weekend and next week, Friday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely possible. And you guys got to remember something. The people that I'm getting information from and have been for years have been sometimes a couple days ahead of where they're supposed to be, or definitely information everybody else is getting. And sometimes they have been a week ahead with their information. So you give me some, and it take another week, even after you said it's going to happen, to actually happen. But it's because that's how far up he is, and the information is, and the time it takes to, you know, go through the decision, and they made that, and to dwindle down, and for it actually to happen. So this is not, and I wasn't going to tell you guys that it actually happened today, which it didn't. This isn't the first time this has ever happened to us or our information that we've gotten it that much early. And not just the information, but the process that it's supposed to go through. So could it happen in the Gazette on Wednesday? Yes. Could it happen next Saturday? Yes. But that's what he told me they were looking for. It had been signed off. It's supposed to go in the Gazette, and then people are going to be notified about the international visa and the key card and the rate change that's supposed to go on. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you both very much. Ray and Tony, you guys have enjoyed the rest of your weekend.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
971, you are on.
Is that me?
971? Yes, sir.
Is that me, Ray?
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe I got on.
Hey.
A couple questions. I've seen that Jabari was one of the people that was selected. I can't remember his department, but it was a pretty important one. And we've seen articles in the past week and a half or so about him being one of the ones that have a corruption file on it. So I'm kind of curious as to what's really happening there, or if you know anything, Tony.
I know there are articles out that said several of the ones that have been selected for it being identified to have files against them, and it will be brought up in the next meeting. And they and Marty said, if so, they would be immediately removed.
Okay. I was wondering if that's who you were mentioning or kind of briefly talked about a few minutes ago. The other thing is with Maliki not being chosen as one of the top people, I would imagine the people that just fill Parliament aren't in the same position as the I guess you would call it the GOI or whatever, but is he getting, not amnesty, but you know what I'm talking about, free ride for his crimes? Or has there been any word on what's going to happen with him and Awali or whatever his name is?
Okay, they made a list of people before they voted, that they agreed would not be prosecuted, and his name was, in fact, on the list. But he also wouldn't be part of the new government and have any protections. Now, because it's Iraq, they just say, oh, yeah, we agree. Once the vote's over, government's in place. We didn't prosecute you for A, but we're going to prosecute you for B, C, D, E, and F. So I don't know how they're going to work it out. And that's why, once again, he's trying to get a government position to make sure he is protected. But,
okay,
you know, they lie to each other all the time. That's the price of doing business.
I would imagine 951 asked the question, but didn't say CBI contact. But I guess that's the one that you're actually really trying to get back in touch with, get answers on why it didn't show up in the Gazette and so forth.
I am waiting to get answers from them, and what's the updated version or plan, or yes, that is
okay.
Who I'm waiting to hear from. Yes.
The other thing that's interesting, and I thought this going into the weekend, but last weekend we thought that the 3-day holiday was going to take place. Never did hear anything about it going on, and maybe it was just a article that misled us all. But it seemed like they had moved the holiday, which is an important one to the Islamic nations or people, but it seemed like it was moved from last weekend to this weekend. Do you know anything about that?
I know there is supposed to be a 2-day holiday on Monday and Tuesday because of the pilgrimage to Iraq from the other Middle East countries for their thing. So that's all I can tell you.
What is your thoughts about them waiting until that's done so that they can trip this thing off?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they want everybody back out of the country. They're not bringing in. There's no confusion in the rates and everything else. I mean, it would be a good justification instead of trying to do that, do it on a normal basis where everything can change and now everybody coming to the country at the border is already changed. But being that mass amount of people in there, I mean, it wasn't something I thought about, but since you're saying it, it actually makes sense. Because they have so many people in the country at that moment to try to do a rate change in the middle of it when those people haven't even been educated or made aware of the new currencies and everything else could cause a bigger problem than it's worth, and they could wait till after.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially with them, what it seemed like I was saying, it seemed like they moved the holiday, and I'm not sure that's the case or if it was just an article that was misstating it or what really happened on that. But Ray had actually tweeted out something about that holiday, and I did research on what it was and so forth. Can't remember how he tweeted it, but he didn't really say specifically about the holiday or not. But that's something that's been in my thought. The other thing, too, is with the CBI not putting an article in the Gazette on Saturday today, their time, of course, makes me wonder if they're not going to kick this thing off on Monday or Tuesday and then put it in the Gazette afterwards so that people don't have the ability to manipulate the system or something. So just an interesting thought.
It could have been a thought, but what you brought up is even a better one. I mean, I wouldn't do it with all those people in there in the middle of that religious holiday that tried to do a rate change with all these, you know, foreigners into the country. I mean, from the surrounding country, but still they don't even know what's going on because they're not the ones that have been educated or briefed and what the procedures or things are. Those were Iraq citizens getting that education. So it does make sense to wait on that. So we'll see.
All right. Well, that's all I had. I do want to say thank you. I've been in this since about 2008 and been listening to you guys since about 2012. So it's been a long ride, and I'm sure looking for it to be over. Appreciate you guys both. And all
you and me both.
I hear you.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now. All right, sir. We'll wrap up this segment for a short call for Saturday.
Okay. Yep. All right, guys. Just wanted to give you where we're at, a little bit of update on where we're at and what we're looking forward to. So didn't really want to disrupt your day, but didn't want you going the whole weekend thinking what in the H is going on since we saw this. So we're at a good spot. I mean, we got past the hard part. Mahdi is the new prime minister. He has ministers. There's really nothing else for us to argue about as far as that is concerned. And we'll look forward to CBI taking the next step. Wanted it to be today. It wasn't. But we'll look and see what happens. Well, hopefully we'll have an update Monday. I'm not going to say we're going to tweet it out. I was going to say if we get it, we'll discuss it on Monday and see where we're at. So go ahead and enjoy the rest of your weekend. If something does happen, I'm sure we'll send out a tweet or radio, put it in the room in a blast to keep you guys updated. All right, enjoy your weekend. Ray?
Okay, folks. That's going to do it for this Saturday session of TNT Super Fantastic. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Trust in him. Hang on in there. Go.
Gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here. Enjoy your weekend.